This couple called me in 2007. They had a little 6.5-year-old girl that was sick, and that's her. The first two pictures is what she looked like. She had eczema. Now, those are little pictures, but right out there in the hallway, their pictures are 8 by 10. So you can see her really good on the 8 by 10 pictures. Everything on the right is the same little girl over a period of time with this terrible disease. There's about 8 pictures of her. So I just took 2 of those and put them there where you can see what she looked like. Now, when this couple heard Caitlin's miracle years ago, and way back in 2007, they called me and wanted me to pray the prayer of faith for their daughter and said they knew she would be healed. I said, no, honey, that's not the way it works. I said, your daughter's sick because of sin. You can't just pray a prayer of faith. You got to get rid of sin. I said, if you got a sickness, I said, if your daughter was afflicted with this from the womb, then either you, mama, or daddy was guilty of some kind of sin that God didn't like, and he struck your child with sickness. Now, that usually just blows over the head of most people. I mean, you're crazy. You're telling me God did this to our daughter? I'm telling you that if you're sick, God always does it to you. He is the one behind it every time. And this is hard for people to swallow. But I said, you know, he is the one that judges us for sin. And one of the things he uses to judge us is sickness and pain. It's written in his word. And so I said, somewhere y'all done something that he doesn't like. And they said, well, what do you think it could be? I said, I have no idea. I don't know y'all. You know, you're going to have to find your sin. So I sent them a bunch of CDs and DVDs, free and postpaid, and they looked at them for months, and they found lots of things that are sin. You know, that's the problem. We don't know what's sin. And if we don't know what sin is, then you can't go through the day without sinning if you don't know what sin is. And where are you going to find out what sin is? Reading the Word. That's the only place you can learn what sin is. What pleases and doesn't please God is written in His Word. And if you don't read it, you'll never know. So you may do something you don't know sin, and you're sin, and you get whacked for it, or you get killed for it. And you don't know. Your life is short because you didn't know His Word. So anyway, that's the case here. And so I told him, I said, you know, we've got to find the sin. So after several months of confessing sin, they said, we've confessed every sin known and unknown. I said, okay, now then we'll pray the prayer of faith, and the Lord will hear the prayer. He always says yes to His promises. He never says no. You know, He always says He'll answer your prayer if you are walking in obedience to His Word. And so we prayed the prayer of faith for her, and I told him, call me with your praise report. Well, a couple of months later, I called back and said, she's worse. I said, well, we didn't find the sin. I mean, maybe it's just not God's will to heal her. See, that's what everybody wants to say. It's just not God's will. No, it's always His will to heal you. He died on the cross to heal you. You know, it's not never God's will to not heal nobody. He wants His children healed. He bore your sickness and removed your disease on the cross 2,000 years ago. He didn't do that for nothing. He did it so His body, which is you and me, would not be sick. He wants us well. You've got to get that in your spirit. God wants me well. Never does He say no to His promises. So anyway, I told him, we've got to find the sin. And so, I mean, this is a lovely couple. They go to church. They love God. I mean, they're a great couple. They do everything right, it appears. But there's something that God didn't like. So after over a year of praying for them with no results, I finally told them, I said, you've got to find the sin. How are we going to find it? I said, well, since we've tried everything we know, the only thing I know to do now is for you two to get on your face before God and cry out to Him, say, Lord, we got to know what we did that you don't like. Who is it that knows? God does. The Lord knows. He knows. And so they begin to pray diligently. Well, after a few days or a few weeks, whatever it was, Sally, the mother, she sat up on the bed one morning and the Lord spoke these two words to her, lying and deception. I said, Sally, when she called me, I said, you know what that means? She said, yes. I said, well, tell me. She said, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to my husband and told him I wanted one more baby before I got too old to have children. I wanted one more. My husband flatly told me, no, no more children. I do not want a teenager in high school when I'm 60. Now, see, for a man, that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, you don't want to, I mean, do you realize it costs, you know how much money it costs to put a teenager through high school and then through 4 years of college? Now, if you're 65 or 70 and you're retirement age, that's not exactly one of the burdens you want hanging on to you. You know that? I mean, you want to have your kids grown, let them making your own money, taking care of you when they get to when you get to be 65 or 70. You don't want to have to be taking care of them, right? So that's the way it's supposed to work. But in some cases, that's not always the case. But Richard knew this, the daddy, and so no more children. So she said, I promised Richard, my husband, that I would do everything I could to keep him getting pregnant. She said, I lied to him. I immediately started doing everything I could to get pregnant. And then when I got pregnant, honey, look, it must be God's will after all. Do you see any lying and deception in that? So God wasn't happy with her. So he struck her child with that awful sickness. When she was born, by the time she was a year or a year and a half old, she had those sores all over her body. Now then, at the time she's telling me this, it's now 8 total years, and little Jenna has been sick with all this scratching and clawing and all these scars all over her body. She's 8 years old at that point. And Mama repents. She asks her husband to forgive her. He does. She asks God to forgive her. We know he does. We pray one simple little prayer of faith. And in less than 2 weeks, she went from that little girl with all those scars. Now, Mama, this is Mama's request to God. Father, in Jesus' name, my baby has got such a scarred body. I want you, now that I've learned my sin and I've repented, you said I could ask for anything, Father, so I'm asking you to give my baby a brand new coat of skin with no scars. And what did he give her? A brand new coat of skin. She has not got a scar on her little body. Now, what kind of a God do we serve, folks?
Awesome.
Is he awesome? We can sing that song with a new enthusiasm now, can't we? We serve an awesome God. I mean, he's beyond our wildest dreams. He's so awesome. But those pictures I gave you, those are the little ones. The big ones are out there on the wall. So you can really get a good idea. Now then, I've had a lot of people, it seems like lately, tell me that when I see them or somebody else sees them and say, you know, why do you never come back to church? Some of them even come out and got healed. And then they never come back. And this is what I'm hearing. All Thurman preaches is condemnation, so I ain't going to go listen to him. All he does is condemn me every time I come there. But see, it depends on whose shoes you're walking in. Anyway, I have your answer. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to take you to Romans 8, start with verse 1, King James. Romans 8, 1 through 19. And then we'll jump over to right then. We're not going to read the whole chapter. We don't have time today. But Romans 8, 1 through 19 in the King James. Romans 8, 1 through 19. Listen to what this says. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now let me ask you a question. Do you have your Bible with you today?
Yes.
Does your Bible say exactly the same thing this one says? Huh? Oh, yours don't say the same thing. Oh. Has anybody else got a Bible? This is a King James. You got a King James? Anybody got anything besides a King James? You got a what?
NLT.
What does it say? It goes directly to verse 2. So there's some little something left out from this comma right here to right here. Oh, you have to be careful when you read the Word of God. You would think if you read the NLT, and as well as many other translations, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So then if you come out here and I preach something and you're condemned, you think, this guy's not preaching the truth. Now then if you come out here and I preach something and it condemns you, you know what's wrong? You're walking in sin. You're walking in sin. In other words, if I preach on tithing, and I say, you know, everybody that don't tithe is going to hell. I mean, I could even say that. And I mean, if I said that, you know, and somebody said, well, you know, that's not a big deal to me. I don't know whether he's right or wrong, but I tithe every Sunday, so I ain't going to hell. So is there any condemnation to them?
No.
But what if they don't tithe at all? Oh, I don't like what he said. He said, if I don't tithe, I'm going to hell. Now see, what if I said, you know, if you're lying, you ain't going to heaven, which means you're going to hell. And they think, that can't be right. I'm washed in the blood. Well, the Bible says, if you're a liar, you ain't going to heaven. He said, no liar shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now then, if you're a liar, you ain't going to like what I'm saying. So you're going to come under condemnation. Is that right?
That's right.
And you're going to say, I don't like what that man preaches. I ain't going back. Anytime I preach anything that's your sin, if you don't know what the Word of God says and you're not willing to repent, you're going to say, this guy's crazy and I ain't going back to his church. And that happens to me a lot. It really does. But look what the Scripture says. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, which is, that's what we are. But then it says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Boy, that's a kicker. I mean, I realize that's not a very important, walking in the flesh or in the Spirit. Do you think that's important? How important is walking in the Spirit? That's right, Scott. It's life or death. The Scripture clearly said, if you walk after the flesh, you shall surely die. But if you walk after the Spirit, you shall surely live. So you're absolutely 100% right, Scott. That little phrase right there is the difference between life and death. That's why I tell you, don't take one particular version and build you a doctrine around it. You know, the NLT's got some good stuff in it. You know, I teach out of it a whole lot. But let me tell you, don't ever use one translation alone. Read in three or four, and then for sure, now then, if you're real careful, and you've asked God to give you the great revelation that you want from the Word. Now, what should we always do when we sit down to read the Word of God? Should we pray?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, give me the meaning of your words. Give me the revelation and understanding I need to get from this. Now, if you ask that and you're reading the NLT, he'll give you the answer, but he gets to verse 4 before you get it. Now, let me show you what he does here. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, God Expects Your Undivided Attention, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.